Adidas profits are plunging. The company cut long-standing ties with the rapper and designer Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, after he made a series of anti-Semitic remarks. And now the sportswear giant needs to figure out what to do with all the unsold merchandise. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
Adidas is expected to lose $1.2 billion in revenue this year from the decision to not sell the Yeezy-branded merchandise. But retail expert Matt Powell says the options to repurpose the products aren't promising either.
They're smart to try to lose as little as they can, but they're clearly going to lose money no matter what alternatives they choose.
Powell has worked with Adidas before. He says the first step is to remove the Yeezy branding, but that won't be easy.
All of this work is extremely labor intensive, and it can only be done one shoe at a time.
The next question is where to sell the merchandise. Powell says the best bet is at its own stores in major consumer markets like the U.S., but at a discount.
That's the way to gain the most value.
Another issue is that even without the branding, the designs are closely associated with the wrapper. Consider the Foam Runner. It doesn't look like other slip-on shoes. It has sculpted lines and holes on the sides. Adidas could try to sell its own version, but will people buy them given Ye's hateful remarks?
That's the biggest question mark in all of this.
There's also the option to remove the branding and try to sell the inventory in smaller markets, typically in developing countries, at an even steeper discount. But these strategies are all risky given that Adidas' reputation has already taken a hit. Powell says the company's overinvestment in the wrapper is ultimately a cautionary tale.
They're always somewhat at risk for that person to behave in a way that's no longer consistent with the values of the company, and they have to deal with it.
One thing that's definitely not a smart move, doing nothing with the inventory, which could lead to an even greater financial loss for Adidas. Juliana Kim, NPR News.